This is a song by Andre Crouch, and I invite you to sing along. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. God has done. God has done great things. God has done great things. God has done great things. Bless God's holy name. God has done. God has done great things. God has done great things. God has done great things. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's
Amen.
Good morning. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And here we are gathered together from our separate places, together to worship God, to be renewed, to know that we are deeply loved. I'd like to welcome all who are visiting with us today. We're glad you have chosen to worship with us. And if this is the first time you are with us, if you wouldn't mind putting your name in the chat box so that we can know you are here. Also, if you want to greet our pastor, her email is on the screen, tabunitedpastor@gmail.com. Pastor Katie is not with us today. She's away, but I'm sure when she returns, she'd be happy to greet you if you would also leave your contact information. I'd like to say a big hearty welcome to Reverend Kim Kentrick, who is our guest preacher today. Pastor Kim has preached before for us, and we are glad to see her again. She is a native Philadelphian, having grown up in Mount Airy and now lives at Overbrook. And currently, she is the chaplain at Bethany Children's Home in Wilmelsdorf, Pennsylvania, which is west of Reading. And she has to make that awful trip from Philly to Reading, past Reading, actually, which I did many times. So good luck for all of that. When we are grateful and we thank you, Pastor Kim, for preaching for us today. There are just a couple of announcements. The first one is the White Caucus and BIPOC groups will meet today at 11:45 after worship. We'll take a little break and then we'll gather. And the BIPOC group is the Black Indigenous People of Color group. We will continue with our conversations on race. And if you have not been a part of one of these groups in the past, but would like to join today, if you would please put your name in the contact, the chat box and your contact information in the chat box, we will try to allow you to join us this afternoon at 11:45. Also a reminder, Tuesday morning at 8:30 is prayer group, and Wednesday afternoon at 5:30 is Bible study. And these two groups meet weekly. So let us prepare now for worshiping God by joining together in our call to worship.
Please join me in the call to worship.
Though our days seem to be filled with doubts and fears, God leads us into ways of peace. When the darkness of disease and the sadness of isolation reach toward us, God carries us through these times to hope and light. Loving God of life, be with us today. Be with us today, gracious God of mercy and peace. Show us the way forward. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them. And I invite you to sing some songs of praise and worship this morning, starting with God is Still Creating. This is a song I wrote a couple years ago during TAB's The Bible is Queer and Genderful sermon series. And this song, I think, I wrote with the intention of, it was Chris Page's sermon talking about how God is still creating in trans bodies and trans people. So that's one of the themes of this song. If you aren't familiar with it, I think you'll learn it quickly. Let's sing together. God is making all things new, giving water in the wilderness, sending manna down to feed the hungry ones, forming cloud and fire to guide and bless. God is making new all around us and from the inside. God is making new. Join in celebrating that God is still creating. God is making all things new, giving us the words to speak truth to power, changing bodies and calling us new names, speaking peace within our darkest hour. God is making new all around us and from the inside. God is making new. Join in celebrating that God is still creating. God is still creating. God is still creating. God is still creating. God is still
of ages, let me hide myself in thee. Jesus, living water, let me drink from your flowing stream.
Let's sing that again.
Jesus, Rock of ages, let me hide myself in thee. Jesus, living water, let me drink from your flowing stream. Your love comes pouring in my life. till it overflows. You revive my dying spirit till it blossoms and it grows. Jesus, rock of ages, let me hide myself in thee. Jesus, living water, let me drink from your flowing stream. Let me drink from your flowing stream. Let me drink from your flowing stream. Amen.
God of love and healing, we praise your name. We are thankful for the many, many ways you have loved and healed us. We pray that you will help us to keep our hearts and minds open, that we might learn ways in which we can offer healing love to others who are struggling through days with too little support and too little caring from others. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Eternal God, you love us faithfully, yet we have trouble loving in return. You call us, but we don't hear. You reveal yourself to us, yet we do not see. You fight against injustice, but we get used to it. We pray that you will help us to see ourselves as we are, and as we might be, with your guidance. Forgive us for being so unsure of you and of our own best selves. Grant us courage to be open to your ways of truth, love, and mercy. Hear these words of assurance. God hears our thoughts and feels our regrets and has mercy on us. God stands by us and forgives us. God welcomes us home to follow God's way of truth and love and transformation. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
Please join me in singing a song of praise together. Be a sweet, sweet sound in your
in your ear.
This is the time when we pass the peace of one another to one another. And so it's a good time to go to the gallery view, and we will be able to see everyone who's joining today. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Andy and Lynn, nice to see you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
We're back.
Hey.
Hi. Nancy Crody. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi. Oh, wow.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi there, Mike.
Hi, good to see you.
Mm. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Susan.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Verona.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer and Rose.
And Laura.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Who's
taking all these? Hi. Peace to you, Tony.
Hi, Priscilla.
Anna. Hello, Anna.
Oh, there's Anna. Laura. Hi, Aunt Laura. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
Hi,
thank you.
Yeah. Hi, Chris. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Isabel.
Hi. How are you, Kim?
Aaron.
Great.
Good morning, Susan. Hi. Hi.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Okay.
Hi, Vic and Charlene.
Good morning, Levi.
Good morning, Levi.
Hey, Verona.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Levi.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, Jennifer. Hello, Lynn and Andy.
Oh, good to see you, Vic and Charlene.
Hi.
Hi, hi, Jenny.
Hi. Hi, Ray and Elizabeth.
And Mike. I see you, Elizabeth. Hi, Ray. Hi, Tonya.
This is the time in our service when we invite children and the young at heart to come closer to the screen to hear the children's time. Let's sing together.
Come and see, come and see. I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, follow me. Come as a child, oh come and see.
Hello, friends. My name is Nicole. My pronouns are she, her, and this is Elliot, and his pronouns are he, him. Can we do a snack after we're done with children's time? Maybe not. So I have a question for you, Elliot. If I started a story and said, the brave person did something very brave, what picture comes to your mind?
I don't know.
Skydiving or something like that?
Yep.
Okay. I think when I was a kid, I might have thought of like a knight and a dragon or something. A brave person doing something brave. But today I wanted to share with you a story, you and all the kids, a story about a kid who I think is brave. So I'm going to share my screen. I took pictures of this book so that you all could read along with me. So this is a story called Ish by Peter Reynolds. Raymond loved to draw. Anytime, anything, anywhere. One day, Raymond was drawing a vase of flowers. His brother, Leon, leaned over his shoulder. Leon burst out laughing. "What is that?" he asked. Raymond could not even answer. He just crumpled up the drawing and threw it across the room. Leon's laughter haunted Raymond. He kept trying to make his drawings look right, but they never did. After many months and many crumpled sheets of paper, Raymond put his pen down. "I'm done." Whoop. There we go. Marisol, his sister, was watching him. "What do you want?" he snapped. "I was watching you draw," she said. It's very loud when you crunch your snack while we're talking, okay?
Okay.
Can you wait till after? Thank you. Raymond sneered. "I'm not drawing. Go away." Marisol ran away, but not before picking up a crumpled sheet of paper. "Hey, come back with that." Raymond raced after Marisol up the hall and into her room. He was about to yell, but fell silent when he saw his sister's walls. He stared at the crumpled gallery. "This is one of my favorites," Marisol said, pointing. "That was supposed to be a vase of flowers," Raymond said, "but it doesn't look like one." "Well, it looks vase-ish," she exclaimed. "Vase-ish?" Raymond looked closer. Then he studied all the drawings on Marisol's walls and began to see them in a whole new way. "They do look ish," he said. Raymond felt light and energized. Thinking ishly allowed his ideas to flow freely. He began to draw what he felt, loose lines, quickly springing out, without worry. Raymond once again drew and drew the world around him. Making an ish drawing felt wonderful. He filled his journals. Can you tell us, Elliot, what sort of ish drawings he made here?
Tree-ish, house-ish, boat-ish.
That's a tough one. Afternoon-ish.
Fish-ish, sun-ish.
So I, and then the book says the end-ish. I have been thinking a lot about you kiddos starting school in different ways right now in this season. And I've been thinking about how brave you guys are. And I think when I was imagining that knight and a dragon, I was thinking there's two things about bravery that I think are really important and we don't always remember. One is that being brave is not about doing something that you already know you're good at. I think being brave is about taking a risk and stepping into the unknown with your best self, just trying your best. And that's what I watched Elliot do when he started school this week. And I also think sometimes we think bravery has to do with violence and being aggressive. But I think the best way to be brave is with love. So this story for me shows taking a risk for something that little boy loved, which was drawing. I also was thinking that we're sort of living in an ish world right now. Everybody is just doing their best-ish. Doing their best-ish. So we gotta help each other as we start school again and we try and learn in new ways. And I'm really proud of all you kiddos as you try and do that?
And I'm going to fall asleep.
And this children's time, put Elliot to sleep. Let's say a prayer. Will you hold my hands? Okay, we'll take the sleepy hands. Dear God, help us to embrace the ish and be brave. Amen.
Hey, I woke up. Bye.
You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Let your light shine bright to the world. You are a child of God.
This past week, I put out a call for songs that are giving you comfort right now. And one of the songs that someone suggested was this one, Here I Am, Lord. I, the Lord of Sea and Sky. And I invite you to think of this maybe this week, maybe as you're going about your day. What is God calling you to? What is that call in the night?
I, the Lord of snow and rain, I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for love of them, they turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them, my hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you
Amen and amen. Amen. Good morning, Tab. How's everyone? If you can hear me, do me a favor, do a thumbs up or do a wave. Give me a holy high five, a glorious fist bump in your screen. Amen, amen. It's good to see all of your juicy faces. Thank you, thank you. I see you a thumbs up, Elliot. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. I want to first giving honor to God. Thank you so much, Pax, for your beautiful music. I'm always blessed when I hear you. Thank you also to the shepherd of this house, Pastor Katie, for the invitation and the honor. Shell, Dr. Geneva, Pauline, Nicole, the entire TAB Church family, it always comes home when I'm back today. And this morning's text comes out of the book of Exodus. Exodus, the 14th chapter, verses 10 through 18. And I am going to read from the New King James Version. Again, Exodus 14, verses 10 through 18, and it reads as follows. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in a wilderness? Why have you dealt with us so to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die here in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And then the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry out to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. I need somebody to go ahead and type that in the chat. Go forward. But lift up your rod, he said to Moses, and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. For I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots, and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gained favor and honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Again, it's good to be with all of you and your juicy faces. Y'all just go ahead and settle for a minute. Good to see your juicy faces. I'll settle in for a minute. Reflect with you on the topic of go forward. Go forward. Will you join me in prayer? Gracious and loving God, I and we thank you today for all that it's been seen and said, what's been pronounced and proclaimed, what's been heard and heartfelt in our worship experience this day. As we come to preaching time right now, dear God, settle our hearts and minds. We thank you for the privilege of your presence on this here Zoom platform. Open our eyes that we might see, open our ears that we might hear, open our hearts that we might receive what you say to us today. I thank you, God, for this holy assignment in this sacred space. Be with me, your servant, that humbly takes on this task. Allow this, dear God, to be all about you and nothing about me. I pray this prayer in the mighty and matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen. The setting family of Exodus 14 is familiar to just about all of us. Even if you're not consistent in church attendance and you've never graduated maybe from Sunday school, if you're old school, you've seen the Ten Commandments, right? That Charleston Heston, I think that was the Ten Commandments. If you're new school, grandkids may have seen Prince of Peace. And so you know what's going down in Exodus 14. But as a reminder, the children of Israel have been in bondage for 430 years, 400 years of slavery in Egypt, 400 years of building pyramids without resources, 430 years without equal treatment, 430 years of overseers and whips, 430 years of slavery. And as if slavery
were not enough, back in Exodus chapter 1, we're introduced to a new Pharaoh, a new king, a new ruler in Egypt, who is afraid of the slaves. He realizes that if the slaves ally with the enemies of Egypt, that he will be overtaken. And so this new Pharaoh, with a demonic mind, institutes genocide through infanticide. He sends out an edict declaring that all Hebrew male children be killed, because this Pharaoh has found out that if you want to eradicate a people from the earth, you attack their children. Here's how you eradicate or erase a people from the earth. You red zone districts and communities that they live in. You target those areas for gentrification and rebuilding of properties that they can no longer afford to live in. You overpopulate their schools and underfund their education, and you label them as uneducationally or educationally unfit by the time they get to third grade. Raise them in food deserts where there's no fresh produce and only processed food for the children to eat. Then you pass a farm bill that cuts the supplemental nutrition assistance program so that the kids don't have adequate food. Then you overpolice, kill their children, videotape it, put it on the internet, and not indict the very ones who took their lives. Then you monetize incarceration and put black and brown bodies in jail and make it profitable for people to make money off of sending those same kids to jail. Then you take the children of immigrants who know nothing but America and send them back across the border without any assistance or family. That's how. And there's a new Pharaoh. This new Pharaoh who thinks that all this is a good idea. Even as plagues provide proof, he has the audacity to scream fake news. In the midst of this new demonic administration that comes to Egypt, after 430 years of slavery, here in our text this morning, family, that God has orchestrated the deliverance of his people, that God is going to liberate them from the hand of Pharaoh, even though they want to go back. Somebody say, but God. But God. A coworker recently shared with me that he is not going to vote. And he listed for me, family, he listed for me all the ways, all the reasons why he dislikes the Biden-Harris ticket. He also listed all the reasons why he disliked the current administration. Thus, he made up his mind that he's not going this coming November. And I don't know if it was a coincidence or not, but within that same week, one of my Bethany youth said, I don't want to be here at Bethany anymore. I want to go home. And y'all, that's not a statement from a youth at Bethany Children's Home, but this particular youth went further to say that even though there's ongoing drug use and even though there's ongoing physical abuse in their family, that at least it was still your place. My coworker, young person, the Israelites of our text are in what I believe an in-between place. An in-between place. Have you ever been in an in-between place? Not where you used to be, but not yet arrived where you want to be. The Israelites were in between place, not where they used to be, and not yet arrived at where they want to be. They are in between. And in between can be scary. The familiarity of the past is behind purity of what is ahead has not yet been realized. Find the Israelites in our text. They are camped at the Red Sea. They're not glamping, no, but they have definitely come to a pause in their journey. No need to panic for them, because there's nothing really confronting them except for now they're safe-ish. They're camped in the Red Sea, and that's enough. The mighty Red Sea is in front of them, but even that cannot pose an immediate problem. They've got time to figure it out. They can go around it or find a way to cross it. They can maybe build boats and float over it, or they can just stay camped by it. This obstacle in front of them, the Red Sea, is not really a problem. The real problem at the beginning of our text is the past that's coming up behind them. Strange when you think about it, that no one panics until the past comes up. Egyptians come wanting to take them back. The Red Sea was no concern until the past reared up behind them. Now, like a moth to a flame, the Israelites want to go back with the Egyptians, because a bad past can be comforting. Is that what makes us, during times of difficulty, make us want to go back or lose ground or regress or just give up? Is it the familiarity of the past, even a bad past? The past offers us the same old thing, even some miserable things that we beg God to deliver us from. At least we know what to expect. We know the evil that we're dealing with. At least develop some survival skills and some coping mechanisms. At least learn how to live there with that, dealing with them. We keep telling people, we post in our social media, it is what it is. That's what we tell ourselves. That is what ultimately keeps us bound and blocked and broke and broken. The delusion enough when in reality, we are just afraid. We go back. And not because we stay stuck in the in-between place, even go back because we're scared to go forward. The challenge of the in-between place, family, is that there's discomfort in transition. There's discomfort in transition. We have to decide if we'll tip over into something new. We got to decide if we'll do something unseen, something unknown, something unexpected. We settle for what we knew and experienced, regardless of whether or not the experience was good or bad. So here we are, Tad. Perhaps even someone here under the sound of my voice this morning, that you're camped at your own Red Sea. We've come already a long way, but we're not quite there yet. But here we are. Maybe we're out of a bad relationship, but not quite healed. Working on our finances, but not quite out of debt yet. We've been going to virtual church-ish every week, but not becoming a member yet. We're in between. We're in transition. But the past is coming for us. As we scroll through our timeline, more days, that old flame that burns looking hot. Stimulus check is making us spend all our money with Amazon and not saving. Our maybe we had been doing great with our weight loss and our fitness goals, but now we use the pandemic as an excuse to overeat and eat often and move our bodies less. Is there one for us? Past relationships, past habits, attitudes, actions, joys, successes, achievements, they're all coming for us. They're inviting us, compelling us, chasing after us to to go back. And now we've got to decide if we want to go for the past or go forward. Now, don't misunderstand me, family. Please don't misunderstand me. Our past that we all carry, is not always bad. But a good past. But even a good past will tempt us to settle out of loyalty to those good times. We don't want our moving forward to reflect poorly on what good thing happened or what was given or what was accomplished. We don't want it to seem as if we're ungrateful or unappreciative or uppity. And so we decide to quit while we're ahead. Why keep going? And here looks pretty good. Here we want more. How do we want to do more? How dare we desire more? After all, we've just been given so much. So we settle. Monuments to the past, when the whole purpose of our learning and of our growing, doing, our being and our becoming was to prepare us to go forward in the first place. A good past will tempt us with loyalty. An okay past will tempt us to settle out of laziness. Let's admit it. Being in that in-between place is comfortable because going forward requires work. For some of us, all we need is a reason, an excuse, an obstacle, maybe the removal of mailboxes or a personal Red Sea to convince ourselves that we can't, when in truth, we won't go forward. So we end up in an in-between place, and that's what happens to the Israelites. They look at who they are, and they conclude that they are and all that they will ever be are slaves. They look at where the Red Sea is, and they look at where they are, and they look at the Egyptians behind them, and they have nowhere to go but back. God, but God. But God, meanwhile, looks at who they are. God, meanwhile, looks that they are the children of Abraham and Isaac, of Jacob, and their heirs to their promises. And God looks at who they are. God looks at who we are. Black and white, Center City and Northfield, EDs and PhDs, in the midst of a pandemic, kids in dining rooms, classrooms. The economy is rocky, jobs are rocky, our relationships are rocky, all on the brink of the promise that we are moving closer to. Anything that we've ever imagined. On the edge of being free, God sees us about to enter into a new season with the Red Sea in front of us and the Egyptians behind us. The fact that there's no way and nowhere to go but forward. Yes, go forward, y'all. Because they and you and me and we're not here to be defeated. We're not here to be drowned out. We didn't get this far just to get this far. And we definitely aren't here to desert God. We're not here to desert God. I know that there was already enough enemies and bondage and bad choices and lies to the American people in the past to take us out by now. And if the past was all God had for us, if the past was the best that God had to offer, God could have left to our own devices with those same people doing that same stuff. And if death and destruction and defeat was all to be our lot, God could have done it quicker, easier, and with our own back in Egypt. Therefore, God could have left us to what we had sown and collected the wages of sin, which was death, but God didn't. So that even though the Red Sea is in front of us, family, and we may have no idea how to make what's up ahead looks impossible, that if we go any further or we wade deeper in, it will overwhelm us. Understand we have come too far. And God has done too much to give up now. And no matter where we are, no matter what it looks like, and no matter how it feels, the solution to this situation is to desert God. Now is not the time to leave the Lord. Now is not the time to serve the Egyptians. And now is not the time to turn back. And now is not the time to panic. Now is the time to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. As I wrap up and take my seat, I just stopped by this morning to tell somebody that now would be a good time to move out of your in-between place and quit looking back. It's time to quit looking back and longing for what is behind, because even when we can't figure it out, even when we've got more month than money, having church and our dining room tables and we can't sing together with each other, even though we don't know when there will be a vaccine, even though we're in a crisis within a crisis, now is the time to go back. In order to go forward, we've got to face forward. It's turnaround time in your life. Turnaround time in your life. You are perhaps facing the wrong way. Before things in our life turn around, we have got to turn around first. So we're wondering, well, where's God at in all of this? When will God show up? And maybe we're missing God, looking in the wrong direction. Maybe we need to consider God is not working behind us, that God is working up in front of us. So turn around. We have to turn around because we already know who God is, what God did, and now is not the time to go back. Did you ever notice, anybody ever notice that in the Bible, it never tells us who God was. It always tells us who God is. God is a refuge and a fortress, a present time of trouble. Amen. God is a dwelling place for all generations from everlasting to everlasting, that God is God, Lord and our keeper, our shade at our right hand, our rock and our strong in salvation. Amen. The Lord is a stronghold of our lives, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. My God, the Lord is high above all the nations, exalted good and greatly to be praised. God is both and. God was a burden bearer in Egypt. Turn around to see that God is a way maker at the Red Sea. God was a protector in the past, but they had to turn around and see God provide in the present. God was a help in our past, and now we've got to turn around and see God heal in the present. God might have opened the door in the past, but now it's time to turn around and see God open the windows of heaven in the present. God came. And so y'all know the end of this story. Y'all know how God blows back the wet walls of the Red Sea, and the Israelites, they walk across dry land. And you also know the end of another story, how they hung him high and stretched him wide. But early on Sunday morning, he got up with all his hands. God can do it. God will do it. Don't look back. Turn around. You have nowhere to go but to look forward. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, thine's the glory.
revive us again, revive us again, revive us again.
Thank you, Pastor Kim, for that powerful sermon, encouraging all of us to say heck no to the status quo and to push forward. Now is the time in our service where we're invited to share as we are able our resources to help this organization and our members and friends and community partners together push forward through these injustice time, these uncertain times, and to say no to our current status quo, our unjust status quo. To give, you can give it electronically by texting any amount to 84321, or go to tabunited.org/donation, and you can make a secure donation there, and we encourage you to indicate whether it is a pledge of you're a visitor or it's for another purpose, so we can direct it to the right place. Or you can put a check in the mail and send it to the church at 3700 Chestnut Street, Philadelphia. Any of these three ways work, but we are grateful for the generosity of friends and members who have been giving this year despite these very difficult times. So now, again, please share as you are able.
To explore, to search hardcore for evidence of the fall. If I fail, I'm gonna fail big. And if I fall, I'm gonna fall for it all. Never look back. Never see what could have been. I'll give it all. I'll risk this fall. What if they try to say he never lived and never died? What if this whole war becomes something I'm expected to ignore, to never fight, to never try? So if I fail, I'm gonna fail big. And if I fall, I'm gonna fall for it all. Never look back, never see.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts. Creator, Christ, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for all that you have given us. And we pray that we have the courage to push forward as Pastor Kim and Crystal in their words and music have encouraged us and energized us as we go through these very uncertain ish-ish times. Give us the courage to push forward, to support each other to a better place. Amen.
So let us now share our joys, concerns, and testimonies with one another, remembering that when one of us is suffering, all of us feel that. And when one of us has joy, all of us feel that, because we are truly connected through Christ. So I invite you to write your joy or concern in the chat box, and Pauline will read them. And after her words, O God, in your mercy, our response is, hear our prayer.
From Eloise and Dick, God help those in the firestorms of the West to move forward. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Susan Teagan, we continue to lift up Laura and Jennifer, Rose and Levi in the great loss of beloved and inspiring Leroy. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Jim Gerhard, for his friend Jean, who will undergo tests this week. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Lucinda, giving thanks for the life of Richard Legendre, Sean's uncle, who passed away yesterday. I'm so sorry. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Pastor Kim, praying for my home insurance to assist with damage caused by the storm a few weeks ago. Praying also for my three nuggets and all of our children and caregivers as we navigate schooling. Amen. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Chris Purdom, for everyone out in the street every night refusing to go back. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Anna, lifting up children struggling with the isolation of schoolish. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Ray and Elizabeth, for our friend April, who is struggling with getting an accurate diagnosis and treatment. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From PAX, prayers of safety and strength for the residents of the houseless encampments and those in solidarity with them, a prayer for housing justice in our city. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Chris Purdom, for my friends Alex and Erica, who lost their father suddenly this week. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
So let's close this time of sharing by joining in the song of prayer.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
So let us pray. Gracious God, as we gather together today, we listen to one another, to the joys, to the concerns, to those places where we are stuck, to those people that we know that we want to reach out to and offer aid. Oh God, we thank you that you do create all things new, that you are constantly creating, that you are with us, that you never leave us, and that we can count on you and depend on you. We pray especially for those who are facing fires on the West Coast, for the brave firefighters who are trying to extinguish the flames, for those who are fleeing from their homes, and for so many who are just suffering from the great smoke in the air. Oh God, be with your people, those on the West Coast who are now suffering. We pray also for our children who are attempting to go to school via their computers. It is not the same as being together with our classmates, but oh God, we ask that you will give strength to our young ones and help the teachers be patient. Give a sense of creativity in the midst of all of this educational endeavor. We pray also for the homeless, those who are on the streets, who are sick and tired of not having a place to go to. We pray for those who are facing illness, especially those who are coping with the COVID virus and those who are caring for them. We pray for people who are facing tests. Oh God, we also pray for families that are mourning from the loss of loved ones. We ask that you especially surround the Jordan family and the Legendre family with your great, all-embracing love. Oh God, we do believe that you are making all things new, that you are a creative God that can support us, strengthen us, comfort us, and urge us to go forward, to face each new day, knowing that you are there in each dawn, in each new morning. Oh God, now we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught, saying, Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Family, as we leave this place, but never from the presence of our Lord and Savior, may the strength of God sustain us. May the power of God preserve us. May the hands of God protect us. May God light the way to direct us to move forward in love and in light this day, for the rest of this week, and forevermore. Amen and amen.
And now is the time when we have an opportunity to just greet each other informally, and to go to gallery view and to go off mute and to